From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Alyssa Block. In the Capitol today, the House of Representatives met for exactly 5 minutes and 2 seconds. Faster than most of us can eat lunch, the House passed a spending bill that will keep the government up and running for a few days anyway. NPR's Andrea Seabrook was in the House chamber for the session. She has this report.
At 11 a.m., an officer of the Sergeant-at-Arms threw open the doors of the House of Representatives to carry in the 4-foot ceremonial mace with the golden eagle on top. Congressman Andy Harris was in the chair.
The House will be in order.
The Maryland Republican called on the House chaplain to give the prayer.
Let us pray.
In which the Reverend Patrick Conroy prayed for lawmakers to find new understanding this week.
May they, and may we all, be concerned not only with our personal interests, but with the needs of those who live each day without power and without influence.
Next up, Texas Republican John Culberson called on the House to turn toward the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
And then Harris in the chair and Culberson at the facing desk got down to business. The money to keep the government up and running.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Texas seek recognition?
Mr. Speaker, I ask unanimous consent to take from the Speaker's table the bill H.R. 2017 with the Senate amendments thereto and concur in the Senate amendments.
None of the three lawmakers in the room objected, and so?
Without objection, the Senate amendments are concurred in and a motion to reconsider is laid on the table.
In other words, it passed. As all the business was dispensed with.
Accordingly, the House stands adjourned until 2 p.m. on Monday next.
5 minutes and 2 seconds. Astonishing, considering it took the entire months of June and July for the Congress to decide to continue paying bills it had already incurred.
Well, once you get to yes, things can move quickly.
Maryland Democrat Chris Van Hollen.
But getting to yes took way too long in this case.
Last week, when all of Congress was in town, lawmakers couldn't agree on how much to give the Federal Emergency Management Agency. There have been a lot of disasters this year, and it needs more money. Some House Republicans wanted to cut money from an electric car program to pay for the increase in funds, and that made Democrats livid. Disaster aid isn't usually offset by cuts in other programs. There could have been a hitch today if any of those Republicans who object to the spending had shown up, but Harris said Speaker John Boehner tamped that down early.
We had a conference call within the Republican conference last week, and the Speaker communicated with the conference, and there were no objections, as you saw today on the floor.
But it was really FEMA itself that came to the rescue. It announced late last week that it could scrape along until next week without more money. That cleared the dark political clouds and allowed for today's glide path to keep the government open. Well, for 4 days. Yes, today's bill only keeps things running just long enough for lawmakers to take their week off. And it was no big deal, really, said Harris. He was going to have to come in anyway to lead a quick temporary session.
When we are on our constituent work, we don't recess anymore. So every 3 days, we have to have someone here.
The House and Senate don't formally recess anymore because if they did, that would give the president an opening to appoint an executive branch official without a vote in the Senate. Instead, the House has a quick do-nothing session every 3 days. Except, of course, today's was not completely do-nothing. It funded the government for 4 days. So that next week, Congress can come back and debate funding the government for a much longer time, 6 weeks. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, the Capitol.